4. Optional. Offer to write one or two articles for trade magazines related to your topics, citing what you have accomplished in steps 1 and 3 for credibility. If they decline, offer to interview a known expert and write the article. It still gets your name listed as a contributor. 5. Join ProfNet, which is a service that journalists use to find experts to quote for articles. Getting PR is simple if you stop shouting and start listening. Use steps 1, 3, and 4 to demonstrate credibility and online research to respond to journalist queries. Done properly, this will get you featured in media ranging from small local publications to the New York Times and ABC News. Becoming a recognized expert isn't difficult, so I want to remove that barrier now. I am not recommending pretending to be something you're not. I can't. Expert is nebulous media speak and so overused as to be indefinable. In modern PR terms, proof of expertise in most fields is shown with group affiliations, client lists, writing credentials, and media mentions, not IQ points or PhDs. Presenting the truth in the best light, but not fabricating it, is the name of the game. See you on CNN. Q&A. Questions and Actions. For this hands-on chapter, the Q&A is simple. In fact, it's more like a cue. The question is, did you read the chapter and follow the directions? If not, do it. Instead of the usual Q&A, the end of this chapter and the following two will feature more extensive resources for taking the action steps described in detail in the text. Comfort Challenge. Find Yoda. 3 days. Call at least one potential superstar mentor per day for 3 days. Email only after attempting a phone call. I recommend calling before 8:30 a.m. or after 6 p.m. to reduce run-ins with secretaries and other gatekeepers. Have a single question in mind, one that you have researched but have been unable to answer yourself. Shoot for A players, CEOs, ultra-successful entrepreneurs, famous authors, etc. And don't aim low to make it less frightening. Use www.contactanycelebrity.com if need be, and base your script on the following. Unknown Answerer. This is Acme Inc., or the Office of Mentor X. You. Hi, this is Tom Ferris calling for John Grisham, please. Said casually and with confidence, this alone will get you through surprisingly often. I'd like to speak with Mr. Mrs. X, please, is a dead giveaway that you don't know them. If you want to up the chances of getting through but risk looking foolish if they call the bluff, ask for the target mentor by first name only.